let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Well, that time of year, office productivity slips, meetings get canceled, lunch breaks turn into hours. The NCAA men's basketball tournament is a nationwide event, sports fans everywhere working on their brackets. And the best place to get in on all the action, Yahoo Sports Tourney Pick'em and a chance at $25,000. On today's This Week in America, back with us, Yahoo Sports killer bracketologist, the big noise, Brad Evans, a resident football and college basketball analyst for Yahoo Sports since 2006, the most decorated writer in industry history, an 11-time FSWA nominee across three sports, 7-time Fantasy Sports College Writer of the Year, a regular on the 2-time Emmy-nominated webcast Fantasy Football Live, creator, co-star, co-producer of the Fantasy Football Hour on Fox Sports Regional Networks, has his own podcast, The Fantasy Record, and he's the most accurate bracket predictor among macro sites for the past 2 years. When Yahoo Sports' Brad Evans talks, well, people listen, and he's talking on today's This Week in America. Brad, welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us.
Merry March Madness.
It's always great to hear your voice because we know it's time for March Madness, and you said in a tweet, this could be a wild, wild tourney, and I'm thinking the slogan March Madness really is appropriate this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite applicable. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of parity. Really reigns supreme right now in college basketball. I would argue there's negligible differences between teams on the top line all the way down to maybe even the 10 seed. So it is going to be wild. It's going to be wacky. It's going to be unpredictable. As a college basketball analyst, somebody that breaks this down for a living, I've watched thousands of hours of tape. I've crunched the numbers with the advanced analytics. And I will guarantee you my bracket will be wadded up and thrown in the nearest trash bin after the first day of action, just because that's what usually happens this time of year.
Well, that's interesting. A professional saying, I'm probably going to bomb here on a few of these brackets, so I need to find out from you, get some advice on how I can fill out my bracket. Let's talk about the selection process. You know, each year that's a subject of some controversy right afterwards, and they've got this really elaborate selection process. Quadrant ones win added this year, predictive results-based analytics. Bottom line, did they get it right this year?
Yeah, really, with the exception of one team, I didn't think Syracuse deserved to be in the field. I could see the reasoning and the justification the selection committee used punching the ticket for the Orange and having them in the field of 68, largely based on strength of schedule. They had a nice couple of quadrant one wins, but some bad losses as well, a couple of black eyes on the resume for Syracuse. I thought USC was more deserving, though it didn't play as tough a schedule, had more quadrant one wins. Finished second in the Pac-12 conference, made it to the Pac-12 tournament final, and were shut out. So that was the one curveball that I had some disagreement with the committee with. Other than that, I thought they did a pretty good job. You know, I think it's a little bit overly complex, the entire system. I think they could simplify the process, try to boil it down to maybe a single number, weighted average, encompassing all these different variables. But it is what it is, and the committee was trying to be more transparent this season with the quadrant system and their thought process, but they did a really good job of communicating that to the general public. And again, with that lone exception of Syracuse, they did a bang-up job.
You know, this time of year, it's fun to fill out the bracket. Winning the office pool is nice, but winning $25,000 is even nicer. How do we get started in Yahoo Sports Tourney Pick'em? How do we sign up?
Yeah, it's simple. Just go to yahoo.com/tourney. It's free to enter. And again, that shot of 25,000, big ones. It's a really, really easy process. Like, if you don't want to have, an overly active index finger and pick game by game, we have auto-populated options, like you just go straight party schools. So we actually have a ranking. It might be from Princeton Review that we put in our algorithm, and it'll automatically pick the entire bracket based on the actual party school ranking of all the schools represented in the NCAA tournament. So that's one option there. If you want to get more serious, want to educate yourself, get down to the nitty-gritty about everything, we've got a landing page this season. We have a draft kit. It's got all of our great content from Pat Forty, Pete Thamel, myself, Stephen Bardo as well, in written form. And Stephen Bardo and I cut scouting report videos, pluses, minuses, player to watch, outlook of every single team, all 68 in the field. And you can check those out, again, sports.yahoo.com. And those videos are also available if you toggle over the matchup in the tourney pick'em game itself.
Yahoo Sports Bracket Brad Evans with us on This Week in America, talking about filling out the brackets for this year. And basically, you're saying you've got the research tools that will do it for us. And it's great. If you go to the website, you'll get research tools. If you're a novice and you're like, I'd like to do this, but I have no idea what I'm doing, they will walk you through the process. If you want to sit there and go through, you've got five tips, and let's go through these here because these are interesting. Your top tip, top dogs don't necessarily pack the most vicious bite. Talk about that because we're inclined to, those are the top four picks. They were chosen number one for a reason. I think I'll go with these.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at kind of the makeup of a lot of the NC tournaments historically, you know, don't take all chalk. You know, that's a sports gambling term a lot of people use where you just pick all the favorites, all those top dogs. And, you know, you look at kind of the configuration in terms of seed lines. You know, you look at last year, there was only two number one seeds that made it. Then you had like a curveball in there and a seven seed in South Carolina and Oregon that was a three seed. So, you know, the odds are that only about two of the number one seeds are going to survive all the way to San Antonio this year. So you got to have a little bit of diversification and diversify the portfolio, if you will. Variety is the spice of life, and you certainly need to have that when filling out your bracket. Don't take all the number one seeds. Not only is it boring, it's not going to happen. It's only happened once in NCAA tournament history. And even three number one seeds is a rarity. So, you know, it's a matchup-based game. It's a draw-based event. And, you know, I'm looking at my Final Four right now. I got two number ones. I've got a number three, and I've got a number two seed in my Final Four. So that's what you got to look at. Don't necessarily pick all chalk at all number one seeds.
Who do you have in the Final Four, your Final Four?
Yeah, so on the South region, I got Virginia. The Cavaliers, the best defensive team in college basketball. Very good on offense, too. I think under Ray in that capacity, DeAndre Hunter has really elevated his game. Tony Bennett's done a masterful job of coaching there. I think they're going to represent out of the South. Sitting on the left-hand side of the bracket, I love Michigan. I think Michigan is a team that enters the NCAA tournament scorching hot. They were volcanic down the stretch over the last month and a half, running roughshod through the Big Ten tournament. A team that really defends, top six in the country, just a defensive efficiency, very good from outside as well, and just I love the floor spacing of John Beilein's club. Going to the right side, out of the East, I got Villanova, experienced bunch, may have the best player in college basketball in Jalen Brunson, very good on defense as well, though a little bit thin up front still, though the strong guard play I think will prevail in that region. And then I got Duke out of the Midwest, blue blood, tough region overall. I love Michigan State. They can emerge. Kansas has been playing tremendous basketball, but they have front court depth concerns. I think Duke with Bagley, with Wendell Carter, with Grayson Allen, Gary Trent Jr., the play across the board of this team, if they play excellent defense, which can be problematic at times, they have the ingredients to get to the Final Four. And I got Michigan and Villanova in the title game, and Villanova winning the whole shebang for the second time in 3 years.
Now, I know you like Wichita State as well. You don't have them in a Final Four. How well do you think they will do? How far into the tournament?
Yeah, I wrote a column on my bracket flames about the Shockers. I've got them winning two games, and I think they would give Villanova, clearly not Vanilla, all that they can handle in the Sweet 16. You know, the one downside of Wichita State team is defense, which is usually a calling card in Greg Marshall's squad. They kind of, you know, changed the idea to be more offensive-driven, very deep team. Love Shaq Morris' game. Landry Shamet has been clutch at times this season. They got the three-point shooters, Darren Reeves and Frank Hamm. So they have the ingredients. If they can ratchet up defensively, they could seriously give Nova a run for its money. But unfortunately, I think Nova's just too good. So I got the Shockers as a Sweet 16 team. But, you know, no pun intended or maybe so, I wouldn't be shocked if they did march on much deeper than that.
Interesting. Now, Cinderella's, we all want to pick upsets. First of all, this year, do we even know what an upset is? Because everything seems so perfectly balanced.
Yeah, we really don't. I mean, and that's, as you mentioned, you know, with the parity and those negligible differences from seed line to seed line, there's a lot of blurred lines right now in terms of talent in college basketball. But if we're just looking at straight seeds, a couple of double digits that I like, Loyola Chicago, I think, has got a shot at winning a couple of games. They have three key ingredients to the Ramblers. One, they defend their tails off. Two, they shoot 40% from three as a unit. And three, they share the basketball with precision. And I love that. So they're always making that extra dish to try to free a man to knock down an open jumper. So I think they could win a couple of games. And I like New Mexico State as well out of the WAC. team that is a prolific rebounding squad, very good defensively, has some issues at the free throw line, not the great three-point shooting team, but Jamarius Jones, 6'5", he's Dennis Rodman with an offensive game. I could see the Aggies beating Clemson in that classic 12-5 and then knocking off Auburn in the next round. So I got the Aggies winning two games.
And you'll find all this information at tourneypick'em.yahoo.com. Yahoo Sports, with us on the program, Bracket Brad Evans. We're talking about Yahoo Sports Tourney Pick'em, a chance at $25,000. Again, you can pick your bracket. It's free. Do it at tourneypick'em.yahoo.com. Brad, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. Enjoy the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk soon.
Yes, and you enjoy the madness as well. Good luck to everybody out there.
Bracket Brad Evans with us on This Week in America. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.